hold me everything in my life. Hold on.
Next up is Purdue head coach Ryan Walters, who enters his second season leading the Boilermakers. Purdue returns 11 starters from last season, including 6 on the offensive side and 5 on defense. Coach Walters, we'll begin with your opening statement.
Man, it's good to be back here at the Big Ten Media Days. It's good to see familiar faces. And man, what a difference a year makes. A lot has changed throughout the course of this past year. Our building looks different. We've made upgrades aesthetically to the weight room. We've got a dining hall that'll be a lot more convenient for our student athletes. That's right outside the building, right there attached to the stadium. We've got new uniforms represents a new era in Purdue football. That hopefully pays homage to some things of the past and gives a modern look on the future. We also got 37 new players added to the roster. 27 of those were enrolled in January, which I thought was very important and strategic on the staff's standpoint to get them inundated with the culture, with the camaraderie of the locker room and getting to know each other. And hopefully that'll pay dividends this fall. We've also learned a lot as a program in a year. We've learned our strength and weaknesses as a staff, learned our strength and weaknesses as a roster and try to address those. We also know now what the standards and expectations are on how we operate on a day-to-day basis. Also learned as a program how we respond to adversity. When we hit adverse moments a year ago, nobody blinked. They just put their head down and dove into the process and worked hard. I've also learned a great deal as individually going through my first year as a head coach. I understand now how to better serve the team in the use of my time. Obviously, my expertise is on the defensive side of the ball, as a head coach, you wear a lot of hats. But going through last season, knowing how much I can dive into the X's and O's and how much I need to be head coach, that balance is something that I've learned. I've learned how much I love this university and the West Lafayette community. This is a fan base and a support system that is unmatched. We've got great leadership in our president and our athletic director. And this community, West Lafayette, they show up and they show out unconditionally. And what that looks like is, you know, having the highest season ticket sales since 2007 up to this point already. I've also learned that everyone in the building has a chip on their shoulder that grows by the day. And because of that, I can't wait for this fall. So with that, I'll open the floor up for questions.
On your right, Coach.
Kyle Smedley with the Indy Star. I just wanted to ask about expansion. First, just your thoughts on the four new teams, and then also with it being announced that Indianapolis is going to be the site of the Big Ten championship through 2028, about the Big Ten's commitment to stay in Indiana for the foreseeable future as well.
Yeah, I think the to answer your first question, you know, anytime you add four teams like an Oregon, a USC, a UCLA, and a Washington to the Big Ten Conference, it's just going to add to the prestige, you know, add to the strength of the Big Ten Conference. Those are great storied programs with great coaching staffs and great players. And I'm looking forward to competing against them year in and year out. As far as the playing the Big Ten Championship game, staying here in Indy, I just think it adds to the tradition of the Big Ten Conference. And obviously I'm a little biased, but this is a great venue and a great location for a championship game.
Coach Lynn Harrington, Stay Alive, Power 5. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. So as you know, the Big Ten preseason media poll was released the other day and had the Boilermakers dead last. How are you going to use that as fuel for motivation for the team, post it up in the locker room? I mean, what do you plan on using that as this fall?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, as much as you try not to, you know, read things and opinions of your program or yourself or your players, you still hear it, right? You know, if you're not reading it, your folks are, or your friends are, or it gets back to you. So I'd be naive not to address it with the team and not talk about the elephant in the room. But I did mention, you know, a large chip on everybody's shoulder in that building, and 18 out of 18 is a large reason why.
Dustin Schutte, Sports Illustrated. A two-part question for you, Ryan. You talked a lot about the things that you learned in your first season. What was the biggest lesson that you learned in that first year? And then I've given you a year since I asked this question last year. Have you got to XXX and tried the peanut butter burger yet?
As far as lessons I've learned in that first season, you know, I'd be up here all day talking about them, right? You know, there are things that you anticipate and that you plan for, but nothing can prepare you for real-time problems that occur and how fast and how urgently you need to come up with solutions. And as far as the XXX, I have been there. I have not done the peanut butter burger yet. It's just just doesn't add up in my mind on how that works together. But I have been there for breakfast on a couple occasions, and they do a great job.
Spencer McLaughlin, Locked On Podcast Network. Hudson Card last year, just under 59% completion for your offense. Is that a number that you're comfortable with as the head coach? And if you want it to go higher, how do you accomplish that this season?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want that number to be higher and fully anticipate that it will be. You know, if you look at Hudson's career and where he's headed, you know, last season was his first time being a full-time starter at the collegiate level at quarterback. And you couple that with being in a brand new system for the first time, with a brand new environment and all the things that go into it, you know, year two, you genuinely or generally see a big jump from an experience standpoint. And so we've seen that in terms of his command of the offense and what we're trying to get accomplished there schematically. You've seen him embrace his role as a leader on the team, and we've added some pieces around him to protect him and to throw, and guys to throw the ball to, So I fully anticipate, you know, him having a big jump from year one to year two in the program.
Morning, Coach. Kenneth Barry, Touchdowns and Tangents. Obviously, Purdue in the last couple of years has had somewhat of an explosive offense. They've sent guys to the league. So when you think about that standard from what past players have done, how are you kind of incorporating that into what you want to see from your offense? But also, you said you're a defensive-minded head coach. How do you kind of shift that perspective within the program?
Yeah, I am like the head coach, though, right? So, like, I understand that the quarterback position is the most important position in sports, period, right? So on offense, we try to protect that guy and allow him to have success. And then defensively, we try to disrupt him, right? But, you know, as far as having explosive offenses, you know, I think we have the makings of that at Purdue. You know, we did send a running back to the NFL in a draft this past season. You know, we had back to two guys that had over 500 yards rushing, which hadn't been done at Purdue in a long time. You know, in Big Ten conference games, you know, we're an air raid offense that led Big Ten conference games in rushing. And so I just think that speaks to our staff's creativity and the compromise that you sort of have with, you know, identifying and adhering to your philosophy, but also meeting the roster in the middle and trying to do things that sets them up for success. And so, again, I'm excited about where we're at, where we're headed, and I can't wait for this fall.
Hey, Coach, Kyle with Sports Report Media. Talk about the big run that Purdue had, Coach Painter, and the fans, and how that carries over to you with all the enthusiasm that Coach Painter and his team brought, and now here we are, football season ready for you.
Yeah, you know, it was awesome to see in real time. I think it gives a tangible example of what is attainable and what is possible at Purdue from an athletic standpoint. You know, we got to see firsthand the run that they made and the type of production and success they have year in and year out. So I think for our players and for our staff and for our community, it shows you what is possible from an athletic standpoint in West Lafayette at Purdue University.
Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Yep, thanks.